What's up, everybody? It's your host, Scotty. I'm jumping in before the episode to get a couple things out of the way. Sorry about the last 2 weeks. There's been some things come up. 2 weeks ago, there was a snowstorm. We had 6.6 millimeters of snow, so all of the shows got canceled due to icy, slushy roads. Had the baby December 13th, and I've been doing that shit for a minute. Some of the shows that we have lined up include Lipstick Kelly, which is an artist out of Charlotte, the band Green Fiend, the band Violent Life, Violent Death, JT from the 30-something Broadcast, which is another podcast. Cool dude, known him for a long time, coming on to talk about some shit. The homies and Odd Boy Collective is going to be on this shit soon. Not sure when, but yeah, all that with a shit ton of other stuff. Coming up, man. So that should be tight. Also, we got a podcast for the Bad Seeds. Merch is available at unlovesonscompany.com, along with a lot of other fucking cool shit. The USCO winter drop happens December 29th. Do not fucking miss out. The days of the hey man, hold me a large, and I'll pick it up one day. That shit's done. It's not happening anymore. So. It's fucking online. The web store's open for anybody and everybody. If you would like to hear your questions being answered on the show, send them to pftbadseeds@gmail.com. It's a new thing that we're going to try and start doing. You know, just answering fucking questions. Like fucking cool guys, you know. Also, if you'd like to get in touch with me about getting on the show, also, same email, pftbadseeds@gmail.com. I'm trying to feed a baby, buy some fucking Bad Seeds merch, you jerks. And enjoy this episode. Thanks for listening. Podcast for the Bad Seeds, episode 7. We here again, talking some nonsense. I'm here with my buddy Doug.
Nasty.
Episode 2 for Doug.
Nasty.
He is nasty. He's got that nasty shit. Yeah, and if everybody hears some shit in the background, apparently there is a new fucking rap studio next door.
Boom.
So that's fucking here now. It's a fucking weird place. Rap studio. A bird in that room.
There's a bird in that room?
Dude, there's a 20-year-old bird in that room.
Oh, fuck. I want to, like, hear his story.
And then there's a church over there. So.
I don't want to hear his story now. I feel like I know his story already.
The church?
The bird story.
Yeah, he just sits in there. And when the light's off, he shuts up. But if you turn.
It's such a sad fucking life, dude.
I mean, it's. Would you rather get hit by a truck?
It's like I was a bird once. Now I'm in this cage.
It's like a retired linebacker. Like I used to haul ass. Now I'm a fucking piece of shit.
Emmett Smith. I was a football player. Now I just stay in this cage.
Some football players do perform bad things and they get locked up.
Oh, we're talking about jail. I was just talking about a cage.
What is jail?
It's a cage for...
It's a cage for mean people.
Birds.
Cage for mean people. So in this episode, we're going to talk about... We're going to touch on conspiracy theories.
Nasty.
Nasty shit. And then we're just going to go fucking play it by some ears, man. That's all I got. Maybe some albums of 2000, because this fucking year is almost 2017, not 2000, which was a good year. It was a good year, but we're in 2017 now, and it's coming to an end, and now we're here doing this shit. What,
God, I wish we had, like, the sound clip from the movie Lords of Salem, that, like, weird song she keeps playing over and over just for when you said that. God, that'd be so fucking titty.
Yeah, well, sorry, I'm not on that level. It's a free software, Doug. I don't know what to fucking tell you.
Nasty.
Dick. So tight. So tight. So what kind of fucking conspiracy theories run through your head all the time, man?
Oh, shit. Well, I just got off of the, like, Boys Town, like, conspiracy of how, like, boys from, like, Omaha and Nebraska are, like, getting abducted and shit. Like, childhood abductions that are, like, in, like, the 80s. They went missing. And, like, now they're, like, keying them with, like, media, like, news anchors and shit like that.
Is this, like, the senators and shit like that? Yes. Is that the same thing?
Yes. Dude, like, that shit is like wild. The Bush family. Like, fucking, apparently, like, Daddy Bush likes to put cigarettes out on, like, teenage boys and shit. He's into that.
You gotta say allegedly.
Yeah.
So there's
reasons,
yeah.
Allegedly.
You gotta say allegedly. Who likes to put cigarette butts on small small teenage children? Why teenage boys and cigarettes? That's such a weird thing.
I don't know,
thing.
Man. Like, there's a whole shit ton of crazy ass shit with that. And, like, it's went public so many times. And, like, it was a big deal for, like, a week. Kind of like the media, like, we're in now, how, like, all this horrible shit lasts for, like, a week.
Yeah.
And then people just, like, talk about something else.
Oh, like, let's say, like, the worst thing to happen in this entire year was a Vegas mass killing.
Yeah, lasted for, like, a week.
Yeah, a week, and then Tom Petty died, and everybody's like, oh,
shit.
No,
oh, no, that one didn't even last a week, then. That only lasted, like, 3 days.
Yeah, it just took everything, like, not that it, you know, it needed it to have its, I mean, I guess it did need its own fucking spotlight or something, but, like, that's fucking ridiculous that people jump from that to that, and...
Yeah. Well, like, God, the whole... First, it was, like, crazy, because, like, that happened, and then, like, everybody's like, Tom Petty died, but he didn't die yet, or some shit like that. There's, like, a weird confusion.
He was a vegetable.
That's important, guys, not fucking this shit in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, right? It's like, Tom...
We're watching, like, fucking Dave Grohl talk about, like how he, like, worked with Tom Petty. He's like, he's gonna be missed. Oh, he's not dead yet. Oh, shit.
Yeah, right? They have so many interviews lined up. They've already ran through six of them. Yes. And then he wakes up. And then
he goes back out, like, for shit. The final count.
And those six people are like, God, I'm a fucking dick.
And, like, 10 minutes passes, and he really dies, and they're like, all right, I guess we can continue that last interview we did.
I wasn't dead. I was asleep. You fucking dick.
I was hitting the fucking button, and nobody would come. Like, no nurse would fucking come.
Yeah, there's no goddamn shitty hospitals in Detroit.
Is that where he fucking died? No wonder he fucking died.
I don't know. I just feel like if you hit the button... For a nurse in Detroit, it's not going to be that quick.
I just feel like he did his last dance with Mary Jane like fucking 10 years ago. So he died to me 10 years ago.
Yeah, he's been dead for a while. I didn't care. Maybe I did. I don't know. No, I didn't. What else?
Now I'm thinking, did I care?
No, I was on the mass fucking shooting thing, man. That's crazy.
I'm a Bob Dylan fan, so I'm just like, we're talking about a guy that kind of stole everything from Bob Dylan.
Like, yeah, now he, like, sells out colleges.
Yeah.
That's the only people that you can...
100 million people are freaking about Tom Petty's death, but fucking Bob Dylan has to settle with playing fucking college shows now because of Tom Petty.
Like, he can't... That's got to be like a... I bet Bob Dylan was like... Yeah!
Yeah, it's like a fucking 100 years old. Like, I shouldn't be touring that much. Thank you.
My time to shine, motherfucker. I doubt he said that because Bob Dylan.
Time to shine, motherfucker.
Bob Dylan sounds like a pussy, so I really doubt.
Easy. All right. Arguably, he does sound like a pussy.
I don't know
he's
a lot
still
of
a great musician.
I don't know a lot of tough dudes that wear wool fucking sweaters.
Mr. Rogers wore wool fucking. Well, he was a pussy also.
Yeah. So, don't know what to tell you. What other conspiracies you think about on a daily basis, and it makes your hair go gray? Goodness gracious, you got a lot of gray hair now.
Yeah. Oh fuck. I just started into this new one. It's like the Protocols of Elder Zion. And apparently, like, during, like, World War II, Can you just say Jews? Is that still acceptable, or is that like
YouTube says it? So.
All right. Well, like Jews carried around like this like manuscript of like rules that they follow and go by that like Rothschild like created like pretty much essentially. So like it's this protocol that was like way before World War II, but it's like kind of like the Jewish law. Like this is how this like secret Jewish government pretty much, like these are things we got to do to rise to power pretty much. And it's just like rules like shit, like pretty much start wars, and then once they have started, finance both sides of the war, because they pretty much have control of all the banking at this point, which is another rule that they go by. So pretty much make the masses flock to these banks because they feel like they have no other choice but to, so they control more money, and they pretty much just rise to power. It's pretty interesting, man. It's pretty cool shit. Like, apparently that was one of the starting points of Hitler, like, doing away with, like, when he started killing, like, the Jews and stuff. Like, it started out with, if there's a Jew that's found with this manuscript on them, they're to be executed on the spot. Just crazy shit, man.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So, you...
But it's pretty much, like... The whole theory on it is this book is pretty much a rule book on how, like, Jews can conquer the world, pretty much. It's just fascinating because you learn, like, every single war.
So what's the conspiracy in it? So they're saying that it's not a thing? Or
oh, no, it? It's a thing, but I don't know if it's actual, like, because it does exist, like...
It's just sketchy.
But... You know, who can say if this manuscript is real, like, authenticated, like, by, like, Rothschild, mm-hmm. you know? Like, who's to say, like, this isn't just some fucking neo-Nazi dude just, like, putting this shit together and it's like, no, this was real, you know?
Yeah, like a neo-Bible.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, a lot of, like, Christian communities are speaking out about it because, like, apparently it's, like, the ultimate evil. Because it's essentially, like, one of the other rules in it is, like, we gotta gain control of fucking Israel. So, apparently that's a huge bad thing in, like, the Christian community. Like, Jews can't have control of Israel, but for some reason they really want it. And, like, the Protocols of Elder Zion talks about, like, that's one of the rules. Like, we gotta gain control of Israel and make that, like, Jewish homeland.
Huh. In other news, Bloods and Crips are cool now.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That's nasty. We live in a weird fucking world. Yeah, your conspiracies are way more in depth than mine. Cause
yeah.
I fucking...
Like, I just watch these things and, like, I try to, like, gather as much as I can, but they're so all over the fucking place. It's yeah. like... Where is it going? You know, where is all this going?
I don't know. Aliens are tight.
Yeah. Like,
you believe in aliens?
I
wish
I could just go back to the days where I was cool with just watching the X-Files. I got to open up my doors to fucking all kinds of crazy shit.
I got
to
know everything now.
Yeah.
Which I also still know fucking nothing. I'm also kind of stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you read these things and you watch these things on, like, YouTube and shit, they open it with, like, this is the tools you need to change your future, the future of the world.
Sounds
and
like then, a fucking infomercial.
And then it's fucking over, and it's like, I still don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. It's like...
Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I work a fucking full-time job at Gastonia, like, for the city of Gastonia. Like, the fuck you want me to do? I'm gonna...
There's this one that, like, it's not really a conspiracy, but it's, like, there's a podcast, I forgot the name of it, but it was talking about how, like, just talking about how, like, the sun... It was like, yeah, the sun will eventually burn out. Like,
oh, shit, yeah.
Of course it will. You know, because it'll run out of steam... And fucking burn out.
Because it's a fucking tugboat.
But the way that they fucking worded it, it was like,
in 6 billion years, you will be dead.
Well, goddamn right, I'm gonna
be dead in fucking 10 more years. As soon as I get to my mid-40s, like, it's done, dude. Yeah.
As soon as I get that FAFSA plan, let me get through community college. I'm dying.
That's awful.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, conspiracy theories, like the fucking one where the lizard people conspiracy.
Oh, yeah, the fucking reptilians.
It just blows my mind that, like.
And then, like, they have the ones where it's like, man interviews reptilian. Yeah. And it's just like, it's a dude talking to another fucking dude. Then they, like, keep slowing it down. Like, yeah, look, like, at his face change.
Yeah, it's an ugly dude that got a fucking heat flash.
He had an eye twitch. Like, yeah. That doesn't make him a fucking Goomba. Yeah.
This dude's eye blinked sideways. The fuck it did. It did not.
Where? I'm rewinding. I've wasted 5 minutes rewinding this back and back, and I can't fucking see it.
But I feel like there's fucking people that, like, actually, like, believe that shit.
Dude, I did see one on, like, during, like, the campaign. It was like a... Hillary Clinton is a reptilian. So I watched it, and it was where she was, like, fucking stroking out as she's, like, walking, and, like, people are, like interviewing her as she's walking. She's like, like, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with her? She's not a reptilian. She's fucking dying, dude. Somebody needs to sit her down. Bitch is getting hot.
Fucking ankles giving out. Like, just
she's only fucking 80 years old.
Somebody get this woman a stool.
Oh, it's hot. It's nasty.
I'm telling you, wool fucking sweaters.
She wears wool fucking pantyhose. That's a weird thing.
I mean, she wears wool blazers and shit. That shit's stupid.
Oh, God.
Shit's dumb. You gotta
see it, though, dude. It's the funniest. It's so fucked up, but it's the funniest thing you'll see. It's like, because she's just like bobbing, like.
And somebody was like, hold on, and, like, fucking, and DVR'd it and was like, rewound it and, like, looked back 300 years into something awkward.
And they pinpointed fucking Hillary Clinton's stroke to, like, the fucking, the Knights of Templar 55 BC.
Right.
Illuminati.
Yeah. She's like, there's, like, a conspiracy on pixie cuts for middle-aged women.
God.
There's not. I just just made that up. But, I mean, there should be. I found this fucking screenshot of this shit because it was very interesting.
Dude, let's do that. Let's just fucking thumb through there's here.
There's some woman. All right. WND's Selena Owens believed that the ice bucket challenge is an attempt to recruit Satanists. Hold on.
God.
She sees the challenge as a means to baptize unknowing participants into Satanism and believes that the celebrities who are participate, like Oprah and Lady Gaga, are the ones who lead the recruiting process.
Oh, lady. It's not a recruiting process. Just chill. Drink this Kool-Aid.
But, I mean, it does make you dumb.
You dumb for that?
You kind of stupid for doing it. Because you just pour water on yourself, you stupid idiot. You know? So, whatever.
Oh, dude. I've been reading really cool, kind of like waste of time shit, but it's like really cool shit too. The Philadelphia Project, where like Nikola Tesla and like Einstein worked together with like the military and like the Navy branch to like, it's like time travel. They made this like fucking vet like ship disappear and then like reappear and like crazy shit happened. Like this was in with like 3 minutes time. But, like, all the members on board the ship, when it fucking disappeared and reappeared, when it reappeared, they were, like, fucking discontorted into, like, the fucking ship, like, the walls and shit.
What the
like,
fuck?
All kinds of crazy shit. Yeah, it's fucking cool, what? Man. Yeah.
No, I gotta look on
nasty.
That. Yeah, that is nasty. Nasty. Isn't Tesla the guy that made the cars?
No, he's like the scientist, like the fucking
tight man, tight.
I don't want to seem dumb, so we should just move on to something.
Cool story, man. Cool story.
Tight. You know, he did science things. He discovered science.
Dude, science is like one of my things that I love.
I don't know. What the fuck? Am I a magician? I don't know science. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
David Blaine is one of the best scientists I've ever watched on a television.
Dude is nasty.
I'm going to ask you a serious question, all right?
Go for it.
You know who a guy, I think his street name is Chris Angel?
Mind freak. Mind fuck.
Yeah, just like the dude from Him, but like does magic.
He has like a chain wallet. He like has to fabricate into a belt. Good God.
Okay, I have a chain wallet. So that was, no, but like, that was offensive.
This motherfucker's going down to his Converses.
he would wear Converses.
It's ridiculous.
I wonder what Chris Angel's doing these days.
Dude, he's probably sitting in his like living room, sweating, butt naked, trying to figure out how to make this Lamborghini in his living room like show up back in the fucking parking deck. I've been working on this for fucking years.
I doubt that's what he's doing.
Or hanging out with Motley Crue.
I doubt he's doing any of that. I'm pretty sure he's overweight and he's blowing through his money. He didn't go to college. Didn't go to community college. He
went
to
magician college.
He went to magic.
He went to magic college.
He went to magic college. Fuck him. Fuck that.
He's a
bitch.
Fucking prick.
Mm-hmm. Fucking jerk.
God.
We're coming
he
up.
He makes the smallest tricks so like seem so epic, and it's like, it's like you just fucking told him what card he had.
Magic's stupid. But has anybody ever performed magic in front of you? Because it's actually cool.
No.
It's actually very cool.
Fucking I wish. I'd probably fucking shit my pants.
Yeah. The bank does it to me all the time.
Speaking of shit my pants, I had a colonoscopy this week.
That's so weird.
I woke up mid-operation, so technically it was a rape.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So, explain that process.
So, I went through like the VA, so they have like their own specialty clinic that does this, and what their standards are is they have like a certain amount of like anesthetic. Is that the word?
Yeah,
anesthetic. So like they can't go over that. So they gave me their standard anesthetic, which should have been enough for that procedure. Had I been a certain body type, like had I not been 6'19".
6'19 is 7'6".
Conspiracy theory.
Oh, dude, conspiracies are wild, man. So how did you fucking wake up? Like, what the fuck is that shit?
Like, I woke up real groggy, and then all of a sudden, like, I had, like, mad stomach cramps. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I could feel it, like, moving inside me. And as soon as I started feeling it, I started, like, oh God. And like as soon as I did that, like you just hear the doctor's like, oh wow, he's awake. We're gonna have to end this operation. So we're gonna have to end this procedure. So like I'm still awake. They didn't bother to like rub my head to put me back to sleep or anything. Like, it's all right, just you know, go back. It was just like zoop.
Let's pull this fucking thing out. Jesus Christ.
It fucking was weird, dude, and I don't know how to feel about myself anymore.
So, like, how do you, like, you just wake, like, after they yank it out, you just, like, sit up, and they're like,
we're gonna have to do this again.
Sorry. I guess.
Oh, dude, it was
happens bad. All the time. Sorry.
And apparently I didn't, like, clean myself out good enough the night before.
You didn't take
so that had a lot to do with it. So it was a complete waste. The whole thing was a waste of fucking time.
You didn't take
No, I took it. But
you didn't take as many shits as you were supposed to goddamn take.
That was too short. Yeah.
You got those fucking green bean poopies, and you were supposed to have the explosive mud puddle shits, and you didn't.
Oh, man, the best, though, was, like, my father-in-law showed up, like, later that... Well, he took me, but then he had, like, left, and I guess came back, or maybe it was, like, the day after that. But, like, I'm in the kitchen, and he walks in. He's like, oh, what's up, Doug? How's that thing doing? And then, like, slaps me on the ass, and I was like, ugh. And he's just, like, laughing, and then, like, Lauren's mom walks in behind him, like, leave him alone.
He was just penetrated. Don't let...
He was in there.
They were in there. Don't do that. Richard, damn it.
God damn it. I just wish, like, with these things, they would explain, like, the tools more. Because you are in the room, and you see all these tools on the table, and it's like... Which one goes in me? Because all these look very fucking crazy right now.
Oh, no, Mr. Lewis. They all go in you, sir. At different times, some at the same time. Gross. Enough about your ass.
Nasty.
Seems like you've had a great year with your anus thing and
anus.
Anus. Fuck conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that was.
I feel like I knew more.
Yeah, well, we definitely know. We need to know the vernacular to these conspiracy.
If you're listening to this, fuck you. If you're like, oh, well.
I want to meet the guys that actually study these things.
No, I want to meet the guy that actually believe these things, not study them. Actually believe them. Other than that, what's up with albums? 2017.
Oh, shit.
What did you do, bitch? Bitch?
I'm trying to think of, like, new albums. The new Basque, like, album's really good. Like, the band from Asheville.
Uh-huh.
Like, really big into that. But other than that, everything's older. Like, I just discovered this guy named Charles Bradley. He's, like, a soul singer. Fucking amazing. He did, like, Black Sabbath's cover, a cover of Black Sabbath's fucking Changes. Oh, it's like Otis Redding all over again.
Was you're wearing an Otis Redding shirt right
now? Yes. Because.
So you're
taking over.
Yeah, you're at that age right now that I think I hit that like fucking 4 years ago. Like,
yeah.
Maybe there's like one album new that I will check out, but everything is always fucking at least 15 years old.
Yeah. Everything's just starting to fucking, I don't know, I go through these phases where I just feel like everything sounds the same and it'll last for like a year and then like there will be like one new album comes out that's like, oh, that's fucking awesome, or I'll hear something I haven't really gave a chance to, like, yeah, when I was younger, and it's just like fucking awesome.
Then you have to go back and fucking
listen to everything.
You're like, what'd I miss out on? Oh, literally nothing. You were right the first time.
Like, I don't know. Like, another band I got into, fucking never gave them a chance. Blind Melon. Fucking, but I know it's weird, but I'm just.
Blind Melon?
Granted, there's like only three songs that are good, but it's still three songs I didn't give a chance to. And now they're like, these are really good songs.
Didn't that guy die on his, like, tour bus?
Yeah, in a parking lot. I wonder if it was a Walmart parking lot. I feel like it was a Walmart.
It probably was, yeah, because they let you sleep there.
They do.
They do. If you're a touring band, you can sleep at Walmart. Just so you know. I don't know.
I'm still thinking, like, no, there's some good ones. I just gotta fucking think.
I don't know. I'll go through my iTunes list of the new shit, like fucking Advent.
Really good.
Came out.
Yeah, that was good.
That shit was tight. Chelsea Wolfe. That shit was tight. Chris Stapleton. That shit was tight. Cody Jinks. Tight. 18 Visions. That shit sucked. Elvis didn't drop shit. Just like some new recordings of Elvis came out this year with the Philadelphia Orchestra, which is fucking awesome. Incendiary. Listen to that? No, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Ooh.
But I've also got into that ignorant... Oh, No Warning. New No Warning. I've also gotten to that ignorant fucking new wave of hip-hop.
Oh, dude, the new Big Boy album. Holy shit, I take that back. Yes, that is like one of the coolest fucking albums I've heard this year. The new Big Boy from Outkast, like his new album.
I didn't listen to that. But check, I've been getting into little
fuck out.
Been getting into Lil Pump though.
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump. Gucci Gang.
Oh shit. And of course Currency and Young Roddy. They put like 20 mixtapes out a year, so I'm sure they got 20 good ones this year.
Well, yeah, you gotta, you know, gotta give a shout out to Granite Falls Brewing, because with the tasty alcohols that we are fucking engorging in today, this is a Boysenberry Falls Sour Boysenberry Ale that I'm sipping on right now. It's a fan-fucking-tastic, man. And shout out to them. Let's talk about the shit that has pissed you off in the past year.
Oh, goddamn. Everything.
Well, yeah. But, like, what?
I need an influence. What has pissed you off in the past year?
Well, let's just say if it wasn't for trying to promote a website and a clothing brand, that Facebook would be deleted. I know you don't even have a Facebook, yeah. So good it's for you.
Liberating.
Yeah, but that shit is just, everybody is so goddamn entitled.
Oh, yeah, definitely voiced. Everybody's fucking voices matter for a week.
Yeah, and that shit just fucking gets on my nerves. If I don't know, if you don't agree with somebody, fucking...
Don't you're an asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't agree with somebody. Yeah. Why do you have to fucking share this post and I don't know.
There was a time when you could have your own opinion and you thought a certain way, and if people didn't agree with that way, it wasn't no fucking big deal. Yeah, there would be tussles here and there, you know what I'm saying? Like disagreements. But at the end of the day, That's all it was. Now it's like you can't even fucking do that. Like everything, if it's not 100% like on the same page with the person talking to you or whatever,
yeah,
you're fucking completely outcasted about it. No, it's fucking ridiculous. It's
the whole fucking PC culture, and I'm gonna give a huge shout out to PC culture for being a fucking big piece of shit. And fuck you. And if you think it's a good thing, you can go fuck yourself, because it ain't. Shout out to all the newspapers out there posting all the bullshit. Oh, even the local newspapers posting all the bullshit.
And it's like you don't even know if you can really trust even that, you know?
No, you don't. Dude, I went to broadcasting school. I know how journalism is. You get one side of the story so someone can get their beliefs and ideas about you, and then you go back and interview, and it happens all the time. You see it all the time.
I heard, I read a really cool, quote, goes and ties with all these conspiracy theories, and even some of what we're talking about right now, but, always remember this, because ever since I heard this, I've been thinking about things differently. The victor writes history. So, you know, that goes a long way. So everything you hear and you've heard, you know, you can't really...
Right. Yeah, dude, fuck. I don't know. Media is a piece of shit, as we're doing a podcast.
Yeah. But that's the way to go, really.
I don't know, man. This shit is, shit's hitting the fan. What's your expectations for 2018?
Fucking not a lot.
The American dream, man. Not a lot of expectations.
Which... From the Protocols of the Elder Zion, the American dream was created by the Jewish film industry, which is now Hollywood.
Which, in this past year, have went through some shit.
Holy shit, dude. It's like a fucking witch hunt right now.
Yeah, dude. It's like, what did you say to me? Like, just wait.
Speaking of that, like, how crazy is it? Like, I've heard one or two stories growing up about, like, friends and shit that, like, masturbated in front of somebody. Like, they were into that. But I didn't think it was a big thing. Apparently, in Hollywood, everybody's fucking doing it. It's not so much rape, but it's a lot of fucking cornering women and, like, fucking just masturbating, fucking, like, destroying yourself in front of her.
Destroying yourself?
Yeah, because that's what you're doing. Like, what the fuck? How do you feel after that? It's like, oh, man, I really hate I did that.
Yeah, like, after you...
Don't think of me weird.
After you come, what happens? Like, you're just like, all right, clean up.
I was reading an article on Harvey Weinstein. Like, this dude, like, cornered, like, a chick. She works for, like, ESPN now, but he, like, cornered a chick and, like, started just, like, fucking wailing away. And then right there when he's about to, like, pop, dude, he just grabs, like, a fucking plant, like, off his desk and just, like, staring at her, like, just jizzes into this fucking plant. What and I'm like, what the fuck? What? That, fucking does that.
That's going to kill that fucking plant.
I've seen that in movies and it's just, like, funny. But now it's, like, really, like, fucked up. It's like, wow, you're raping chicks by doing things like this.
That plant is going to die. This is not proper nutrition for a fucking plant.
You fucking weirdo. Hate yourself. I feel like Harvey fucking Weinstein is what's inspired Artie Lang.
Maybe. I don't know. What kind of...
It's crazy, though, because now that's a thing, but we've known for years, like... It's been a joke in, like, shows and movies, like, the whole Hollywood, like, fucking producers, like, essentially, like, treat women like dog shit. It's been a fucking, like, we've known about it, but now we're acting like this is the first time we've heard about this, and this is fucking unacceptable. It was unacceptable fucking in the 80s when the shit was going on. It was unacceptable in the fucking 90s and, like, in the early, today.
Oh, dude, but, I'm sure it was fucking even worse in, like, the fucking 20s and the 30s.
Yeah, dude. Like,
sure, it was way worse. I don't know. Maybe it's
a lot of hair involved there.
I guess. But, yeah, man, that's fucking, like, even some people came out about the Louis shit and they were like, we knew. Yeah. That he was weird. So, like, all right, well, why didn't you fucking say something?
But you're the guy, like, you're the ones criticizing this guy. Like, you're just as guilty for knowing, and because you're, like, in his, like, inner circle, you're cool with it.
Yeah.
Now you're not cool with it. No, you're still a fucking asshole.
I don't know. Everything's a problem. If you remember back about 2 years ago, and this was a real big problem amongst all my friends, Starbucks for the holidays had red cups and they didn't have like that was a fucking thing. Like everybody was mad that they didn't
super
have
pissed.
They didn't have holiday cups. Fuck you. The internet's ruining everybody's lives. It's making everybody dumber for it. And I guess on that note, do you have any closing statements, I guess? I don't know.
Everything's just so nasty.
Like these hip hop beats next door. I hear it. I hear it, and it's wild over there. By the way, I know what night not to do podcasts anymore.
Every night.
Thank you. Saturdays.
No, I mean, that goes on every night. Like, well, we used to usually, like, hang out in the building, like the room down the fucking hall, and they would do it like midday. It's like, what the fuck?
Not usually when I'm here, but you know, whatever. It's actually cool.
Yeah,
I'm into it. If it was a club, it'd be way cooler. But so yeah, Podcast for the Bad Seeds has merch on unlovesonscompany.com. If you want to grab those hoodies, shirts, whatever all that shit is. Oh, yeah.
Nasty.
Also, I mean, we have some other shit coming out, too. December 29th, the winter drop. Doing big shit. But if you use PFT Bad Seeds, if you use that code at the checkout, you will get a nice chunk off your order. Uh-huh. Mm. And I appreciate everybody for listening. Sorry we were gone for 2 weeks. We had a snowstorm. We had, like,
There wasn't a snowstorm.
Yeah, we had three.
I literally drove in it.
It didn't snow. We had 3 centimeters of rain, and it was cold, and shit was canceled around here. The South is weird. I don't know.
The whole fucking city shut down.
It did. But again, thanks for listening, and thanks, Doug, for fucking hanging out, drinking some beers and shit. And die slow.